And today is a unique day. Today is 11/12/13. If you haven't seen that, as we always start out our meeting, you could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I will ask Vern Massey, who's a member of our mental health board, to please lead us in that pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vern. And Vern is also the chair of the Veterans Committee, so appreciate your service. Today we're going to start off with a presentation proclaiming November 2013 as Family Caregivers Month, the week of November 10th through the 16th as In-Home Supportive Services, Home Care Workers Recognition Week in Stanislaus County. Mike Loza will be presenting, I think. No? Oh, uh-oh. That's his name. Astrid Zuniga. How are you?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for recognizing this month and this week as Home Care Providers Month. It is a nationally recognized month, and home care providers do the work of God, and they are overlooked in many instances and underpaid, and they work really hard. They care for our communities most vulnerable, and I am just honored to be up here speaking on behalf of all of my home care providers, my brothers and sisters, and I just want to say thank you for all you do. You guys are wonderful human beings and should be recognized on a daily basis, not just once a year. So with that, I will.
This one? Astrid. Everyone knows Astrid. If you've been around to these meetings for very long, I've only been coming for 5 years now, and you're always a well-spoken advocate on behalf of In-Home Supportive Services. You said something that was interesting, and that they do God's work. And you will hear from our board, we understand and appreciate all that you do as caregivers. And not only is it a compassionate job, but also you save the state and the county money keeping people in their homes where they're more sufficient or more it's more efficient. I know we've had our disagreements on the pay portion, I think, over the past. That's the way we sit and we can talk about that. We have those discussions, but they're always collegial discussions when we talk about that. So I appreciate what you guys do. You do God's work. So on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, we will proclaim this week In-Home Support Care Workers Week. And in 2005, the state of California proclaimed November as National Family Caregivers Month. So on behalf of the board, to the 4,400 workers in Stanislaus County, we thank you.
Again, thank you guys so much. This truly is appreciative, and I know our home care providers will appreciate it as well. And I would like to extend an invitation to the board. Friday at the Seasons from 3 to 6 p.m., we will be having our Provider Appreciation Day membership meeting. We would love to have you all join us. It'll be a festive event, and going to be educating our members on some things and then having raffle prizes, and it's just going to be a wonderful event to honor the work that the home care providers do. So we would love to have you there. Thank you.
Very nice, and thank you all for coming. Okay, we're going to go on to the public comment period. Here's an opportunity for anyone to speak on any item that is not on today's posted agenda. Would anyone like to speak during public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Also, the consent calendar are all the items marked with an asterisk. Items A1 through 5, B1 through 4, C1 and 2. Would any member of the Board of Supervisors like to pull an item? Anyone from the audience want to pull an item? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
I will second that.
Motion and second to approve the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. On to item B5, consideration of the Mental Health Board Annual Report, Behavioral Health and Recovery Services. Dr. Slip.
Good morning.
Hi.
Chairman Chiesa, board members, Mr. Risen, Mr. Doring. It's my pleasure to introduce the chair of the Mental Health Board, Jack Waldorf, who will present the Mental Health Board Annual Report.
It's going to be short. I want to do something a little different this year. In the past, we've talked about things that the department has done. This time, I want to talk a little bit about the board itself and what we have done as a board. One of the things that we did this year that I'm particularly proud of, although it wasn't my idea, was to develop strategic priorities for our board for the next 2 or 3 years. And they are to promote accountability and outcomes for BHRS and the Mental Health Board, to increase visibility and communication with the community, including elected officials such as yourselves, so you'll be hearing from us, to advocate for mental health issues on the local level, to develop Mental Health Board competency, and to embrace diversity internally and externally. Instead of just establishing these and, you know, having them written down and thinking that they're really nice, we've established working groups for each of these priorities, which are accountable for coming up with exactly how we're going to achieve them. And we're going to, after they're developed, then hold those people accountable for the achievements of those goals and objectives. Also, we plan to be very involved with the new psychiatric health facility. We're excited about that. It's going to be coming online pretty soon. And I wanted to talk about a couple committees that we have, or I'm actually going to talk about one of the committees, and Vern Massey, who led the Pledge of Allegiance, will talk about the Veterans Committee. The other committee is the Impact Committee, and as the name implies, it is designed to assess the impact of various programs that the department has. This year we've been looking at PEI programs, that's prevention and early intervention, because they're the most controversial. We looked at the Promotoras in a number of communities around the county, Parents United, Friends Are Good Medicine, The Bridge, and Inner Own Voice. And we didn't just go visit the programs and talk to the staff, but we also talked privately with people that are served by those programs in order to assess the effectiveness and if there are any problems with the programs. And we'll continue to do that. We're looking at program outcomes with a focus on results-based accountability so that we can report to you what's happening and how effective it is. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to talk about the Veterans Committee. I'd like to turn it over to Vern Massey to conclude our presentation.
Jack, before you leave, you got to tell me, how long have you served on the Mental Health Board?
You know, I'm not sure, about 10 years maybe.
About 10 years, okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Morning, Ben.
First of all, I want to thank you for appointing me to the board. As someone who has worked with veterans for over 30 years, I am interested in improving mental health services for veterans. And although the Veterans Administration has a responsibility for providing physical and mental health services to veterans, for a variety of reasons, such as limited staff, no local inpatient facility, resistance on the part of some veterans to utilize the Veterans Administration, fear of damaging their career, a military culture of not admitting weakness, and less than honorable discharges, many veterans are not receiving these services. The Mental Health Board created a new subcommittee to see whether there exist gaps in mental health services in Santa Claus County, where those gaps exist, and we will encourage the department to work with the Veterans Administration to eliminate those gaps. The subcommittee has only met once, with the next meeting scheduled for this afternoon at 4 p.m. At the first meeting, members identified several areas to begin looking at, including a veterans court that would give veterans a second chance through supervised treatment, and then there's homeless veteran services, women veterans, unemployed veterans, and veterans family services. These are just preliminary areas which we may want to explore and see what we can do to make the services better for our veterans. That's it. Thank you. Any questions?
Okay. Before you leave, I have to clarify something. You said thank you to the Board of Supervisors for appointing you, and it's just the opposite. Thank you for serving. It's not you're doing. You're the one that's building community capacity and helping us out. So, Vern, thank you.
Thank you.
And the board. Okay. Any comments from the?
Just real quick. Totally, just as Vito said, totally appreciate what you guys do, and I love the results-based accountability that we talk about all the time. That's a big deal as far as programs that we put in place. We see how they're working. If they're working great, we're getting a return on them. If they're not, we move on to something else, and which is just great you guys do that. You know, I've said this before, I love sitting on this board and working with you guys. You do great stuff, which helps us throughout our county. What you guys do is a big deal, and we appreciate all the hard work and effort that you guys put into your jobs there, so thank you very much.
Yeah. O'Brien?
I'll just follow up with comments. You know, mental illness is much more prevalent than the general public thinks in our community, and I want to thank the Mental Health Board as well as BHRS for the job that is done. When the state shifted money away from proven programs to new programs, I think this county has done an excellent job in creating these programs. And just wanted to congratulate and thank the Mental Health Board as well as BHRS for a job well done. Keep up the good work. Yes, there's never enough money to address all the need, but how you're addressing it, I think you're doing an excellent job.
Supervisor DeMartini?
You know, I'd just like to echo those same comments. One of the things I was always impressed about is how you were able to measure your results. It's great to have a program in place, but if you don't know how well you're doing, and your board has done a good job, and you measure incarceration, homelessness, emergency room visits to the hospital, and how you produce those, and that's really important because that's where we get the bang for the buck. The people that have mental illness are taken care of. That also relieves a lot of extra unnecessary cost when somebody has to go into the emergency room or be incarcerated. So you really do a good job, and you measure the results, and we know how well you're doing, so just keep it up.
I believe the best way to sum it up is job well done, and thank you.
Yes, again, and I have always appreciated, sat on the board before Supervisor Withrow, and it's always neat. I love the fact that consumers make up such an important part of the board and get to sit and talk about how we administer help and how they receive help and where the shortcomings are in the continuum of care. And we've seen now with our AB 109 realignment, the whole tenor of the conversation on mental illness has really risen to the top. I think by the commitment of monies through the CCP, we understand that. So, again, I appreciate you guys are doing us the favor. Remember that. Thank you for what you're doing in the community. And with that, I will entertain a motion to accept the annual report.
I will make a motion to accept the report.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. 5-0. Boy, this is going to be real short. We will move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Stanislaus County Superintendent of Schools regarding the 2013 Williams Report for the Stanislaus County Schools.
Acknowledge receipt of report.
This board has received a letter from the California Department of Fishing Wildlife regarding the extension of the public review period for the draft environmental impact report for the proposed salmon conservation and research facilities and related management action report.
Referred to the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports? Supervisor DeMartini?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to report that, you know, I was the election observer in the last election, and I've had a lot of experience at it, so I know what to look for. And I can tell you that this election was orderly and professionally done. There was no hitches at all. I watched the machines come in and the disc taken out of it, and there was no problems at all. And I have no doubt that the election results are accurate. Very good job by our clerk recorder. And also I'd like to compliment, you know, the poll workers who put in a 14-hour day that day. And they deserve some credit, too. Who doesn't deserve the credit are all the people who didn't vote. And there was only a 20% voter turnout, which is terrible. And I don't know how easier it can be to vote. You can vote by mail. You have polling places, but people really should take more responsibility into electing their leaders. But as far as the vote count, I'm very satisfied that it was accurate and orderly.
Do you think we're headed towards a all vote by mail? I mean, when you have turnouts in elections like this?
Well, you know, it would save a lot of money. I personally like to go down to the polls and go into the machine. It makes me feel like I'm really doing something, you know. But we have to look at the cost of this, too. And when you get a 20% turnout, it's terrible. I had one district in the TID, a district that I'm in, had a 10% turnout in a hotly contested race. So I don't know what to say. People really need to be more responsible for that, because who they elect to office makes a big difference. And I don't know what the problem is, why people are so apathetic. We have, you can vote, register to vote, and within 2 weeks of the election, you can register on the Internet to vote. You can be a permanent absentee. I mean, I suppose I could fill out their ballots for them if somebody really needs some help. I offer that as a free service. But anyway, I was there to observe the election, and I'm very satisfied that it was done properly and orderly and accurately.
Thank you very much for doing that again. All right, legislative fiscal and management. I'm sorry.
Citizen Award, and it went to Harold Peterson, who's been the executive of hospices and also has made great leadership throughout the county of Stanislaus and various other counties. And he was recognized last night as the American Legion Citizen Award, and we want to commend him for his services rendered.
Perfect. Couldn't pick a better person. Okay, Legislative Fiscal and Management Report. Neil Risen.
Two things real quick. I just want to make everyone aware that November 16th to 24th is National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. And then on the state front, the legislature is in recess, but one of the things we keep an eye on is how their state revenue is tracking. And so far it is good news. It's about $600 million over their budget estimates, so that's a positive sign. No other report.
Thank you very much. We have an announcement. We're going to have a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors to be held on November 15th, 2013 at 9 a.m. For a closed session regarding labor negotiations. We do have a closed session today.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1, involving one case, James Anderson et al. Versus Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 668505. Additionally, we'll have public employee appointment for the position of Chief Executive Officer pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, Subdivision B. We do not expect to report out on either of those matters.
All right. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, this meeting is adjourned.